need one more. I just need one more.
Hey.
I just need one more. I just need one more.
Bitch,
bitch. I just need one more. You don't pick up before I say it, okay. Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Told on my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from
it. Lights, camera. It's all about that action. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. This is What's the Motherfucking Wave. Y'all know. Welcome back. Because it's episode 50. I got about five more niggas up in here. As you see, we packed up on this couch, but I got the mob in the building. K&O is here. Thank you, my guys, for the pulling biggest. Up and showing love. We
appreciate it.
How y'all living? How y'all doing?
Blessed, black, and highly favored, man.
Come on, man.
Blessed.
I'm glad to hear. You already know.
Ain't complaining about a thing.
Man, for real, for us, a sunny day here in beautiful Vallejo, California. You feel me? Thank y'all for tuning in wherever y'all may be watching and or listening. All that, you know, hit that like button, subscribe, tell your auntie this is her favorite podcast and all that good shit for sure. Other than that, you know, we got to get into some current events. Definitely got to bounce a couple of ideas and some things off y'all. Been some trendy news I definitely want to pick y'all brain about. Super Bowl Sunday today. So you feel me? Got to talk some sports shit. I already know y'all been... Y'all was on the gridiron back in the day. I'm about to say for surely.
Yeah, one of us.
Yeah, you feel me? I'm about to say for surely. So definitely got to talk some sports talk. It's been a lot of NBA shit going around. All-Star Weekend around the corner and that good stuff. And then we going to finish it up and wrap it up by getting to know K&O. You feel me? Getting to know the mob. Dive a little bit deeper. You feel me? This how you know it's exclusive. This is the first time I got guests smoking on the podcast. Usually I have some drink, a little tequila, but that's how you know it's all love and all respect. But we going to get into it. First off, we're still in a panoramic, you feel me? Oh, I see it, yes, sir. We still in the panoramic. So just speak on how y'all been, you know, dealing with this whole COVID shit with all the variants. You know, you got Delta, Omarion, and everybody else. So how y'all been holding up? The fam been safe? Everybody been solid? Yeah. Let's go. We got another member walking in, too. Sure. Come on, show some Sleazy love. Green. Yes, sir. How you doing? Much love. Let's turn. Come on. But yeah, I'm about to say all this COVID shit. How y'all been doing? How y'all been living? How y'all been rocking so far?
During COVID, originally, we was in Houston and Atlanta. We had a good run on the first part of COVID. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the back end of COVID, you know, they started putting them shots in. We ain't putting none in our body.
That vax. Yeah. I'm about to say, I'm not pro for it. If you gonna get it, that do your thing. If you're not gonna get it, I respect it for sure. You feel me? It's your body.
But they're living mandates for the Super Bowl. That's all I gotta say.
You see, it's all money motivated. You see, that's all it is. It's all it is. You got cities lifting that shit up at the craziest times. Like you see, for the money, for that bag, because they know the economy ain't gonna last like that. How about instead of personally the family? How the family's been? You feel me during this whole time?
Good.
I know,
good,
you know y'all got little ones and shit like that. Got to you know stay extra safe, especially being on the road.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
most definitely
good for sure.
That's what's up, man. That's all you can ask. Yeah, that's all you can ask for sure. But shifting it to a positive light, it's February, Black History Month, you feel me? Showing some love. Y'all got anything special? Okay, well, Valentine's Day is tomorrow, too. Y'all got any ladies, any Valentine's y'all want to shout out, show some love to publicly, or you going to keep them private?
Private.
It got real quiet on that one. It got real quiet.
Private.
Stupid. Yeah, but it's Black History Month, man. Sheesh. So here at What's the Wave, you know, we've been showing love on Black excellence. You know, I've been dropping some nice little informational videos of some Black historical figures, and we got Black greatness right now. So I mean, can y'all speak on maybe some influential figures that y'all looked up to, you know, just being young Black men? You know, we didn't have a lot growing up, but can you identify some of them that maybe we just grew up in our generation with?
What you mean by the city or
shit, whoever? It could be shit from exactly the city, from Mac Dre to shit. Yeah. I don't know. Jamie Foxx could have inspired you, nigga. You feel me? That's any people we grew up watching. You feel me? So
now we learned a lot of Dre, just like you said. We was around all of that, from getting free CDs, promotions, tours, being in Trill TV. Actually was in Trill TV.
Facts.
So that's why we gravitated to music like that.
Yeah. I mean, people don't talk about like that be the biggest impact is motherfuckers you see and know in your community. Like little shit like that. That's why I like see Mr. Fab doing this shit like that, still putting on for Oakland, giving back to his community, little shit like that. Like, that's Black history right there. That's Black greatness.
He embraced us, too. Mr. Fab, shout out Mr.
Right
Fab.
On.
He embraced us every time he see us, and he put us on that Still Feeling It remix. And
nice.
Show
yes.
us love every time.
That's a banger, yes. Like, I love Fug Verse on that one. I ain't going to lie. That's my one right there.
Yeah.
For sure. But, no, that's glad to hear. You know, we always trying to exuberate, you know, and just be as great as we can be, because we are that generation now. We got motherfuckers like... You can even talk about being from the north, being from the crest. Look at the new generation of Cuddies coming up. Like, we see that shit growing before our very eyes. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's a little sad that, you know, sometimes it go down the wrong way and end up in a bad way or situation. But shit, we used to be them. Like, real talk, we used to be them. So, and we were just talking beforehand, just, you feel me, how the OGs coached us and mentored us and kept us, you know, moving the right way. Even though we might have been doing wrong shit, we did it smart, you feel me, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, we got to talk about it, you know, we got to keep that shit going, keep that influence, being that mentor in the community, because that shit is lacking right now.
That's why situations happen and unfold like it does, because it's no OGs no more.
For real.
They not.
For real. I was hearing somebody talk, they was like, how we went from calling, you feel me, our mama friends and stuff like that, miss or mister. Yeah. Now they auntie, they whoop de whoop, because that level of respect is different now. We don't respect them like we used to, you feel me? Like, I still call my, I got Miss Wendy, I got a Miss Pat, you feel me? Yeah. Like, that's how I address them, you feel me? So, but now it's a different generation to where, shit, these youngins, they talking about pulling up to your mama house and pulling up to your granny house. Yeah, like, shit, they used to be, moms and grands used to be off limits, you feel me, when you talking street talk, but you feel me?
You right about that.
That shit, it's a different generation now. You got motherfuckers acting out on, acting crazy.
It's for attention. It's that social media gave everybody that platform to where you can go viral for anything.
For that moment.
For acting stupid, literally. You can be an idiot and get famous for it. And I think I seen another little snippet, 21 Savage was saying how motherfuckers, they be stupid, but they call themselves crazy. Like, you got motherfuckers who, like, there's rules to this street shit, of course. There's rules to everything, to the music game, to the podcast game, to the street shit, too. So, motherfuckers just act crazy, but they really dumb. You feel me? They not smart. Like, there's still, you know, kind of guidelines you got to abide with. But, shit, that's, like I said, it all falls back into shit.
That's because other people make excuses for them.
Talk right, about it.
Me? And
that shit real.
That happens, and I've seen it. And it's in day-to-day life. It happens to us all the time. Like, feel me? Is you gonna stay away from them, or are you gonna end up falling into their trap and end yourself up in jail or something, you know?
Shit, for real, real talk. And shit, that's a perfect kind of segue, shifting gears, what we were talking about beforehand that I wanted to bounce off of y'all during the podcast, this whole Kodak shit. We just seen that yesterday. I guess Kodak was at a Bieber event. I think he was talking to Gunner or somebody, and they was cutting it up, and next you know, a brawl broke out. Next you know, shots was fired. That nigga did the Matrix. That boy died something from point blank range in the video. Yeah. That shit was kind of crazy. But talk about it, y'all being, you know, in that music field and having to interact with other people in that music field who, you know, kind of still portray or, you know, come from that walk of life. How is that dynamic, you know, having to deal with that? Because there's politics everywhere. You feel me? Whether it be Bay Area different from L.A. We were talking about that.
I was going to give you an example of us going to Houston versus Atlanta. Like, feel me? Houston, I love it. They embrace you. And we've been out there with people like Sauce Walk and all them, feel me? And they don't promote that. But you don't know what your entourage getting into or somebody else getting into while you're not with them.
Facts.
That shit still can follow you.
Facts.
Like, feel me?
It's guilty by association.
Yeah.
So, I ain't gonna lie. I say, too, though, when you traveling these places, you gotta just go with respect.
Yeah, you do.
That's how I say. How you come is dinner. How you gonna leave?
For sure.
Yeah, I'm about to say, always move with love, for sure.
Like, Atlanta, they full. They pressing you. Like, they own that type of time because they open carry law is different.
Yeah.
Like, Houston, they got Southern hospitality, if I'm, you know.
Right on,
and they
right
gonna
on.
Show you love, for me. But Atlanta, they really with that, bro. Like, you can see that.
Yeah, because I ain't never been. I would love to go, you know, show some love and stuff like that. Sure. But you also got to know how to move. Exactly. Yeah. How we're talking about in L.A., we already know. Even being in California, we know how they act when it comes to certain colors. Exactly. Like, and gang banging and all that other stuff. Like, you, exactly. Like, you talking about just trying to get some gas. Motherfuckers doing too much. Like, relax, P, relax. Like, yeah, I'm just trying to get some snacks. You feel me? Be on my way. But that shit is real. Especially in the music game. That shit seems like it's so, like, flaunted and stuff like that. Like, I gotta be street, I gotta be this. And it's like, I mean, do you? At the end of the day, do you? Or do you gotta, you know, push that in every aspect of your life?
Nah, you don't. But when you out of state somewhere, everybody else assume that we from LA, cause this happened to us.
Yeah.
And they assume that you Crips and Bloods. But we gotta explain to them, like, nah, we not a part of that. Like, the Bay don't got Crips and Bloods. They got blocks and streets and sets we claim. Like,
facts.
We don't do no gang banging, no rags and none of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they don't know that.
Right. They just generalize Cali is it's all the same. Y'all all just lowriders and wear Dickies and Chucks and shit. Like, nah.
Nah, they don't know about different. The Bay Area.
The Bay Area really more player than anything.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I be trying to tell people. We got player and pimp culture up here. Down there, it's really more gangbanging culture. Definitely emphasized.
But you speak Cali, they going to say, oh, they from L.A.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They think California is all L.A.
Yeah, that's wild, man. But it seems like, you know, we starting to expose ourselves in a different light, kind of, you know, standing on our own and from that aspect. But shit, everything different now. Now we know about different areas in Atlanta and shit, like all the zones and shit. When I was in high school, I didn't know Atlanta had six, seven different zones and shit. Like, and all of them have their own different subcultures and shit like that too. Like, at the end of the day, us being from the Bay, we know an Oakland nigga don't act like a Vallejo nigga. But out there, we could assume that shit, Atlanta, all y'all the same. So it goes vice versa. But that shit crazy, especially, you know, traveling and expanding y'all music and y'all sound. How has that been? Expanding, do you feel the Bay Area sound out that way? How has that been received, y'all think?
You know what come hand in hand, and Slee's always told me this, but we really didn't trip off it. Fashion. Ooh. Fashion get you in the door.
Talk about
like,
it.
What we wear here, they see down there, it's crazy to them. They never seen it before. Love it. Yeah. They love it. Like for me, we had some basic shit on and Sauce Walker approached us. That's how we met him.
Nice.
From fashion.
Nice. That's crazy. That's wild. I never, like, shit. People be talking about they getting features and shit off the drip. Yeah. Shit, I guess that shit real. I never would have thought.
It's real, bro.
You get a feature off the drip, nigga, based off the drip alone. That's wild. Shit.
You get respect. You get a lot of things from me. And how you, you might be in a crazy place, but how you keep yourself calm and all that, bro, they pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Like, feel me? If you show any weakness, the wolves gonna get you.
Oh, they gonna smell that shit.
For sure. And we didn't been somewhere, like, not bragging about it, but, you know, trying to promote and get our name.
For sure.
But some wolves.
Because that literally could go two different ways. The outsider coming in your home, and they're just trying to make a name for themselves. It's either you gonna show them love or you gonna tell them to get the fuck up out of here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's true, man. That's big facts. So, that shit is real, man. Speaking of music, let's talk about music y'all been listening to. As musicians, you hear a lot of artists, you know, talking about, I only slap myself, or they, you know, try to listen to what the new kind of trendy beat is. You got a lot of TikTok rappers now. We done went from mumble rap to TikTok rap to whatever's going to be next. So just as being a musicians and artists yourself, what do y'all listen to? What do you find you always keep on your playlist and in your ear?
To keep it a buck, I listen to everything. Like,
nice.
You feel me? Like, I'm the nigga that be on YouTube that just be scrolling and look and be like, oh, this look interesting. I'm going to click it. You feel
Hell
me?
Yeah.
I be discovering all type of little random motherfuckers from all over the world. You feel me?
I feel that. Yeah.
So I feel like it's all of us, though. I think we all around the board with it.
I
find some dope shit and send it to him like, nigga, look, this dope. Nigga. Who is this nigga? You feel me?
Hell yeah.
Fuck what it is. You feel me?
And do y'all do that just out of curiosity? Do you do it to keep kind of your ear sharp for new sounds?
I just fuck with music.
Nah, I do it on the executive side because we all do executive shit, but mostly I do it on the executive side. Like,
okay.
To look out what's going to come out, or we know who's going to blow before they finna blow,
because
they
got
that it factor, all that sound. I mean, we know that. And I ain't going to lie, we done missed a couple big features that we could have got.
Talk about it. Come on. That shit real, though.
And we knew that was going to blow. But
I mean, and I see that as a good benefit, having literally your ear to the streets, so you know, so you're just aware. Because sometimes if you so kind of, you know, in your own lane and focus and block everybody out, you're going to miss an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very true. I see how y'all could see it from that area. But give me an artist. Who should I be slapping? Who should I add on my playlist? Give me somebody I need to get on.
Shit, if you ain't got us.
Come on, talk about it. Come on. Not us, me. Come on. It's not just for me. The people, everybody watching. Let them know.
If you ain't already got us, you feel me?
Shit, let them know.
You got to throw some Ben Life Birdie in there.
Come on.
My Young Life was the GOAT.
Facts.
Still is. You feel
right.
me? Ain't no
Come
doubt
on.
About that. You feel me? Shit. It's...
I'm about to say everybody. I mean, shit, I can talk about Vallejo all day. I can talk Vallejo. Yeah, come on. Pull up the phone. I'm about to say. I've been in my old school bag recently. I've been slapping. I just been slapping some old Currency.
Some old school.
I've been in my Currency. I've been in my James Brown. I've been in like my little R&B bag as of recently.
You know, Yachty Adam the Bay.
I heard Yachty Adam was Yachty Adam was hard.
He got some shit on there.
Money Hill Casino. That nigga roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it, bro. Okay, for sure.
He lyrical as a motherfucker too. So, Money Hill Casino, he hard.
Got you. I'm gonna have to tap in.
G and the Money put me on him like that. He hard.
It's a white boy too. I'm trying to get a feature from him.
Yeah.
He showed
so
me.
We gonna use this, y'all. Blow, get in this nigga DMs, all little shit. Tell brother tap in with me.
Come on.
Blood name Luke James Schaffer or some shit like that. I don't know. It's something like that.
But he nice.
He nice though.
He dope, bro.
Okay.
He's a different.
Where he based at?
I don't know, bro.
Shit. Oh well. Hey, y'all heard it here first.
He a white boy. White boy that played the guitar.
Tapping on what's
he
the
on
way.
Like some on some Billy Ray Cyrus type shit. Bro.
Okay.
My
so he got acoustics in the whole shit.
Yeah, he go crazy. I'm telling you.
He's on some different shit.
Come on, go man. Crazy. Yeah, we gotta pair them styles up for sure. Get a nice little mashup. That'd be dope as hell. So, okay, I'm glad to hear. Yeah, I got a couple of artists I'm gonna have to check out for sure. Instead of music, let's shift it TV and movies. I know y'all be chilling. I know y'all be bored at the house sometimes. Maybe scrolling on Netflix. Y'all got Hulu and shit. What y'all been watching? Y'all been on these new Power books. I know
power,
shit.
Buckle Kanan. Power.
Yep, the Kanan. The that should be cool.
BMF.
Of course, yeah. Y'all like BMF? BMF has been solid.
So, Snowfall.
Yeah, yeah, Snowfall. Yeah, yeah. And I go old school with like the 90s movies and shit like that.
Facts. I just watched Pulp Fiction the other day just to watch it.
Mo Money, Money Talks. Uh-huh. You feel me? Like, I'm a funny motherfucker. You
come on.
We actually, I've been writing a movie for 2 years though. Like 3 years. Yeah. Talk like, trying about to get it. Us in to do that. But I don't know if I want to turn into like a YouTube series.
Man,
or a movie,
come on,
though.
Man. You already know. Y'all got What's the Wave support. Hey, come on. We multi talented, man. This is what we do. Movies should be in the forefront for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we got scripts though. For sure.
Yeah. So they just dropped that the newest Jackass movie with all that. So y'all finna do a Jackass movie?
Hey,
nah, if they see us behind the scene, we denim like Jackass.
Right. Oh
I
my
come
God.
Up with some skits and shit for you to do.
Man, that shit wild. That these old heads, they was doing that shit since we was little, and they bringing that shit back now. That shit's so crazy.
That reminds me of us and Cuddy Wake Up. Anybody know about that?
Cuddy Wake Up. They don't know about that. Yeah. I know about that, boy. I know about that.
Yeah, don't fall asleep.
Never that for sure. Okay, let me ask y'all this because I have to ask you. Superhero fans, which y'all got any superhero heads in here? I'm a big superhero nerd.
I fuck the whole Marvel shit.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Yeah, okay, for sure. Because I've been watching the little Disney Plus series and shit like that. I'm a DC fan. They got some new movies coming out. I think they got like a Black Adam movie, a Flash movie coming out soon.
I'll be on the Flash. Yeah. I didn't watch the whole
That's
season.
That's my dog. Yeah.
And the Arrow go crazy too.
Yep, for sure. Okay.
My favorite two that I fuck with Iron Man and the Hulk.
Yep.
My favorite
too. Thor go
yes,
crazy.
Sir. Yes, sir. I don't know. I'm about to say they talking about doing another Black Panther movie, a sequel to that. So they're gonna bring that back. I heard they're gonna segue Chadwick Boseman out, as in they're gonna do like a time jump, and in that time jump he passed away. But also in that time jump, he had a son. So they might, you feel me, kind of make the son, you know, eventually. A little something like that.
I don't want to see it.
He
not replaceable for sure.
Nah, I don't want to see it.
But I'd rather they do something like that rather than they bring in a whole new actor. Because
they
like,
be fucking up.
Like Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, like, oh, that's him now. Like, nah, we don't want to do that.
They be fucking up shit. I ain't gonna lie. They played it in the Fast and the Furious though. They was hard from how they did that.
Bro, I think they got a 10th one coming out, bro.
They was like, hard for how they did.
With like Batista and somebody, like they just bringing random motherfuckers. They don't bring like Bruce Willis in this bitch. Like this shit is sick.
With the Paul Walker shit. Yeah. You feel me? How they did with how they played like with his character in there. They still keep him irrelevant.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah. Right.
They just
right.
make it seem like he ain't they fucking with the shit.
It out. Yeah,
he want to chill with the kids. Yeah. And at the end, he pull up to the little barbecue. They, mm-hmm. His little load pull up, but you'll never see nobody get out.
They keep That's it player. Dope. They keep it player for sure. For sure. Yeah. They do a lot. That series does a fucking lot with that whole franchise. We didn't have The Rock, John Cena, for Jason. Sure. That's like, this shit has turned to the Expendables, bro. This shit is getting wild with the Fast and Furious. But nah, for sure, for sure. We're going to keep the ball rolling. After some current events, we got some sports talk, boy. NBA, full swing. All-Star Weekend around the corner. It's Super Bowl Sunday today. We finna record this episode. I'm going to go have me some chicken wings and some tequila, most definitely. But let's keep it in the NFL. Shit, Tom Brady just retired, y'all. How the fuck? Like, who the fuck saw that? Shit, I'm 26. That boy been in the league since I was 4. Like, come on, boy. This shit crazy. How y'all feel about the GOAT retiring? It feel real?
Nah, it's different, bro.
See the cover, though.
It's a new era. I mean, all the old heads, we got Brady gone, Peyton gone, Breeze gone, Phillip Rivers gone, Eli Manning gone. Like, that was a whole gen.
Only one is Fitzpatrick left. And, you know,
we grew up. Those are our quarterbacks. Those are the elite quarterbacks coming up. I mean, right now, we still got Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson right now, and then now we got the new school. We got Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. Don't sleep on Buffalo. They nice little squad.
I thought they was gonna win, man.
Justin Herbert and on the Chargers, like they got some shit. But I mean, do you think any of them gonna ever scratch 7 rings? Anything close? If you had to guess, anybody?
Patrick.
he got Andy Reid with him, so yeah.
Patrick got anybody.
I think Lamar gonna get a couple. I think Lamar Jackson gonna get. I think he's gonna get a couple.
He might get one or two. He just needs some receivers. God,
yeah. But all of them in the same conference in the AFC, like they gotta go through each other. That shit gonna be wild.
A-Rod need to go to the Niners. I mean,
you think so?
He need to.
Okay, let's talk about it. If Aaron Rodgers were to leave, MVP, shout out Aaron Rodgers winning the MVP. I would have voted him MVP this year.
If he was to leave, they already got a defense. They already got offensive players. All they need is a quarterback. That's
very true. I mean, you could say the same thing about Pittsburgh or Denver.
Nope, they don't got a defense.
Pittsburgh don't got no defense?
No.
How they don't? They got TJ Watt. They got Luke. They got young squad over there.
That's one and two.
They got some good pieces. They got solid defense. It got them into the playoffs.
Man, they barely skated in the playoffs.
That's very true, though. That's very true. They skated in that motherfucker.
The last two was like, I feel like they was easy wins like to get. Like, they barely skated.
I don't know. Maybe, shit, Denver might be a good landing spot. They got nice little pieces over there. Good young squad.
I feel like their whole up-top GM organization, that's the reason why Denver ain't good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why.
What about Russ? Y'all think Russell Wilson should stay in Seattle?
Nope. Niners. One of them.
He's like, man, come to the Bay.
I'm not even a Niners fan, but I already see what the Niners got. I'm a skilled player. Like, yeah. He know I hate the Niners, but I see Lamar Jackson all day. For sure. It's they want to win, go put Russ or somebody else in.
Okay, you being a Niners fan, G, how you feel about Trey Lance? You think he the future? You think he the answer?
I think they should have put him in.
Yeah.
No.
I ain't gonna lie, he got ugly throwing motion to me. He got weird wind up. You can talk. I know you want to say so. You can talk about it too. He got ugly throwing motion, in my opinion.
He need to sit two more years.
Okay, I feel that. I can see that one.
Cause Garoppolo, not saying he's not a great, but if you learn it from somebody with that same mistakes, you gonna make them.
Yeah, true. I mean, Garoppolo, he cool though. It seemed like under pressure, he stayed cool, calm, and collect.
Reason why
he don't shrink in the big moment. He don't shrink by any means.
They don't win too much because you can't throw for 175 and then barely rush for 100 yards.
Yeah, not very true.
You need your quarterback to throw for 250 to 300. Lamar Jackson could still throw for 200 and rush for 100.
Yeah, in today's league, you need it. Yeah, you need a quarterback that's going to win you the game, not just manage it.
And
so
you can't run the ball. If you can't run our scrambling quarterback, then you better throw for 300 to 400 like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. They be doing it. The playoffs is crazy.
And they running Debo too hard.
They running Debo too hard. Oh, yeah, Debo. Go get another receiver.
That was y'all whole offense this season. Yeah, for sure.
Debo going to be career going to be
short. I had him on my fantasy. He was making me hella mad. I ain't going to fake. Ayuk was making me hella mad the first half of the season.
Man.
But to finish up football segment, all right, everybody, let me get your Super Bowl pick. Who you got, L.A. or you got Cincy?
Man, I want to see Burrow.
I got Cincinnati.
Ooh, Burrow. Who you got? Ooh, they going with the young bull. Okay, I got LA. I got Stafford. I ain't gonna lie. I got Matt.
It's gonna be an offensive game. It's the only reason why
it's gonna
I'm
be
saying,
a shootout.
Yeah, like I'm not saying they just gonna win like that, but yeah. Burrow really got more of a chance right now.
I got Stafford. I think LA can do it.
Cup going. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, hey Cooper.
I'm not gonna. Whew. If you let Cup have a good night, I'm going leaning.
Somebody said
he's
gonna torch Eli Apple from pregame.
What I tell you on the phone? I said he gonna make him look bad. In Black History Month.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We'll see. Let's hope. I'm about to say it should be good. Let's talk some hoop talk. Let's talk the hardwood from the gridiron.
Man, I'm mad at the Lakers.
All-Star Weekend. Y'all see James Harden got picked last. How do y'all like that format with the captain still? Y'all wish it was back to East and West, or y'all like how they got Team LeBron, Team Durant? How y'all feel about that?
It's cool.
I wish they changed the captains.
You feel me? It'd be the same. I guess they do have most votes, but it do be the same two motherfuckers. Hey,
Why he picked James like that last? They was funny with that. Y'all seen that?
Yeah, that shit was comedy.
That shit was funny. KD, was he picked somebody else. I forgot.
He picked Rudy Gobert over James Harden. Yeah, that shit was funny. Last pick. That was silly. Speaking of that, who that trade? We got the Ben Simmons with the James Harden trade. So we got James Harden in Philly. Ben Simmons. I heard he gonna be rocking 10. I think that's hard. Ben 10 in Brooklyn. That's hard. Who y'all think won that trade in the long run?
Nets. Because Kyrie can't play every game. That's why.
This is true. I'm about to say Ben Simmons is 70.
He can be injured.
He's younger.
He's not injured.
He's injured.
But he don't need to shoot the ball. He's good at passing mid-range. You got Seth Curry now to take some pressure off.
If he ain't injured.
Yeah.
Hey, but KD proving he can't win the ring without a Curry. I mean, that's all I'm saying. He got a Curry with him again.
Yeah. I don't know, because it seemed like, I think this is like Philly saying they trying to win now. Like, we got James, we got Embiid. Embiid MVP level right now. Like, he in his prime. And he's staying healthy right now. You feel me? He is injury prone, but shit, it look like Philly like shit. We trying to go all in. We trying to go get James, but
that limit James shots now though. So you know.
Yeah, I think they play well together though, because James could shoot. Ben, that was Ben Simmons' problem. He couldn't shoot, so he kept attacking the middle when Embiid already down there. You feel
and,
me?
And Maxie
so.
Cool. Don't let James run point guard. No.
Why not? What?
Because you need to spread the floor. That's the problem with the Lakers right now. You
got
to spread the floor.
The Lakers, if we talking about the Lakers, y'all just got a
they don't
bad
have
cast of characters.
They don't got nobody to spread the floor.
It ain't the script. It's just the staff. That's like, that's just the people.
You right about
there.
That, too. That's like having LeBron run point guard. When LeBron was just running center, how many games they win back-to-back? Just think
shit,
about it.
A couple, but that's Bron, though.
But he could go. He could play everywhere, but yeah. James can't do that. If you put the ball in hard hand the whole game, he gonna limit his touches.
But he also could. You never know. He could turn back into that band when he was in Houston, dropping fucking 40 a night. So
he had the ball in his hand when he was on the Nets and only dropping 20 something points.
Yeah, true. That's true. So we'll see how it play out. It seemed like a crazy trade. The East definitely made the Eastern Conference a lot more interesting. Sure. They ended shit. What was some other trade? Oh, they sent CJ McCollum out of Portland to NOLA.
That was dumb.
To New Orleans. I just want to see if Zion gonna play again. I feel like I ain't seen him in.
He overweight right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He been that. He been that since he entered the league. That was at Duke when he was exploding out his shoes, man. That shit was crazy. So, but I want to see NOLA with him and Brandon Ingram. I think that could be a cool little young core. But
I agree.
We just got to see if that come back. But shit, let's talk about it. Who y'all got coming out the West? Who y'all got coming out the East? Y'all, what is it? Golden State and Phoenix.
Golden State.
I ain't gonna lie.
I want Chris to win the ring though.
I'm leaning towards Phoenix, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I think Golden State. If Clay keep improving the way he is right now, I think he just dropped like 33
the other night.
Yeah. If Clay doing that, then I can't argue against him.
Then
but
you got Jordan Poole, that little dude.
He balling. Huge improvement. I mean, you see when you get the minutes, see what you can do with him. You feel me? He ain't wasting them by any means.
And look, GP, he go crazy too. He's a good defender.
Facts.
Yeah. And he can shoot.
And then shit, who's creeping up in the West? I mean, you still got Denver, the Nuggets. You can't never count them out. They got the MVP Jokic. I mean, he's still up there. The Grizzly shit, Ja Morant. Y'all been watching. If y'all don't fuck with Ja Morant, he been balling this summer. This whole season, honestly. So the Grizzlies up there. Eastern Conference though, we got Chicago. You got Miami up there. Mm-hmm. Still got Milwaukee. Who y'all feeling coming out the East? I mean, y'all got faith in Brooklyn still with the trade or
Chicago?
Really, out of all four, I think I'm gonna still give it to Milwaukee though. They got that championship pedigree still, you feel me? But okay, I like
Chicago. Some dogs though. I feel like
who seen that coming with DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine being as dope as they would be. I didn't think
you can't leave out Lonzo. He the key. He the key piece.
See, that's that Laker. What's up with Lakers and y'all infatuation with Lonzo, bro? He is not
his
all
defense,
that.
Bro. His defense.
What,
bro? He is defense. I'm trusting.
Oh my gosh, Lonzo. Ever since he fixed his shot, his wrist be hurting now. Like it's crazy. He got wrist injuries ever since he fixed it.
His defense go crazy though.
I don't know. Yeah, LaMelo out there balling too. I'm about to say his little brother over there in Charlotte putting up numbers, made the all-star team and some more shit. So
you said the Lakers, you can't leave out Jordan in Utah. They go crazy.
Oh yeah, Clarkson, he been balling. I'm about to say you just miss all of them. I'm about to say, you see, I got Kenny the Knick known right now. So talking about the Knicks, we down so bad. I didn't even want to bring them up. but we got your old ass Laker boy Julius Randle over there bitching and moaning. So I don't know if you want to speak on him.
Nah.
Over here.
Oh, yeah, go crazy though.
Soft ass lefty. I'm tired of his ass already, boy. I ain't gonna fake. But shit, my expectations was brought down to earth real fast this season. I thought we was at least gonna do something last year, but we overachieved though. So we made the playoffs and shit like that. But now I don't know, that Kemba addition and Evan Fournier, that shit didn't look like it did too much.
The Knicks, bro.
Knicks fan, yeah.
They play better with D Rose.
Pops was from New York, and I'm a Melo fan. Melo is my dog, you feel me? So it just
he's a
Laker
fan
catalyst.
Secretly too right now.
Oh, hell nah.
He said Melo.
Hell nah. I want Melo to get one. I was hoping it was gonna be that way, but shit, nah. Not how it's looking, but
RJ though, y'all should build around him
Julius
right now.
No, we not building around none of these niggas. These niggas is asinine. These niggas is doo doo butt. Fuck out of here. Tired of these lefties only going left, man. Come on, let's get some scores, some both handed motherfuckers, man.
Y'all play better with Rose in the floor though.
That's the only shit. Build around Rose. Fuck it. Ice up his knees and let's keep it going, man. Come on, so. But thank y'all for diving into some sports talk. let's get into what we need to get into, and that is Nick's the brand. He ain't gonna let me lay that one down. Every time I pull up, he gonna be like, "Oh, here this little nigga, little Knicks fan comes." It's all love. It's all love. But let's get into the main reason y'all on. Let's get into the mob. We got KNO in here. Shit, I've known that group since, like I said, I've been a youngin' for sure. But we got all of y'all in here today. Let's talk about shit. Let's bring it back to the start.
My brother missing.
True, very true. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. We got one that's out the way, but we got a lot of motherfuckers that could fit, as many that could fit on the couch today. So shit, that shit work.
Black Rob in the corner, aka K Foot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's bring it back to the origin. I know y'all been homies, shit, since young, since littles. So when did that become a thing where it's like, nah, let's turn this into a real group, a real thing? When did that evolve from just being homies to being a real group?
We actually, 99.9 besides him, that's why I took the point off. He a friend. He's all my cousins.
Yes, you know, sir. For me.
We actually formed, 2007? Originally, it was middle school, huh? Yeah, middle school. Mm-hmm. So we actually formed then, we ain't taking shit serious until, I want to say, 2000. What kind of serious? 2015. Because yeah. I go look at the numbers, like, we're just doing this shit. I look right. at the numbers, we is hot all the way in 2017, all the way to, like, what fucked us up was the coronavirus.
Yeah.
2020, that fucked us up.
2019, 2020, man.
Yep.
And she'll never be the same.
We started building our brand even more, though. That made us, like, branch out.
Yeah.
Like, leave different states because of the restrictions.
Right, right.
You know,
for me. Okay, okay.
And get out your comfort zone.
For sure. Yeah, about to say, and taking that brand, and now y'all want to expand it worldwide, and if y'all found an avenue, which is the music. When did y'all find that was like, shit, let's do that, let's push that? Because y'all could have just been, you feel me, clothing brand, just a little, you feel me, doing a little side hustle, a little shit like that. When were y'all like, hey, let's do this music shit, let's push this to the forefront?
Yeah, like I said, 2020. For me, and the clothing brand didn't start to really this year. Mm-hmm. Like, we always talked about it, but, and being on our own, like, we independent.
Facts.
Like, and it's not, it's pros and cons to this. It's a good thing sometimes, and it's a bad thing because, shit, if something family and personal come up, then it takes away from your business.
Like, word, for real, that's real talk.
And you got everybody got a family, feel me? Mm-hmm. So I can't go say, hey man, you gotta go do this. The business come first, which that was my mindset back in the day.
Yeah.
But I had to really look at that shit. So if he go through something, then I go through something with him, because that's gonna affect me.
Right.
So I gotta try to make my best to help him. He gotta try to make his best to help me.
Yeah, that shit real. And I'm about to say, anybody else can talk about it. Did y'all even want to start doing music? When did you? Because I remember back in the day when it was Black Hoodies and all this and Jakey Cuddies and the whole shit. But now it seems like everybody, you feel me? Everybody been taking their own avenue and been propelling in their own lane so hard. When did y'all each take it seriously? Like, even from you, G-Lo, I remember you didn't use to talk in high school, nigga. Like, let alone be rapping on the mic. Like, you was fairly quiet. That was really your brother who was doing the freestyling and shit.
You still don't talk.
Right. That nigga quiet. That nigga only speaking the booth.
That's when I take it serious, man. Every time I'm getting that motherfucker.
Man, I know.
These motherfuckers motivate me.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Around that shit, man. Just being around it. Shit just make you want to just get in the booth and do something for sure.
I noticed when he took it seriously was like late 2020. Like, when his situation that he had going on. I'm going to speak on it. But we was on the phone every day. Like, and it was planned. It was mapped out. Like, when you touch down, we gonna get this shit in the ball rolling. Like, your position is this, you gonna do that, feel me? And it happened. Like, he came home to a great position. That shit, I've been rapping for, I don't know, all of us together for years. And his first year, he had a great, excellent run, like, feel me? Because it was sick.
Nigga had some shit to talk. He had some, like,
it was sick.
He kept all these thoughts bottled up for so long in his head, he finally let them out. And now, I'm telling you, people want to hear that shit. I about to say, even Cash would speak on it too. I still slap that struggle ain't over still on SoundCloud to this day.
Like, he didn't want me to put that out,
but that's my banger, man. Like I said, that nigga was talking too much shit.
I appreciate it, for sure.
That nigga was talking too much shit on that one. But I mean, when did you feel like, hey man, this pen could take me somewhere?
Man, all reality is, I got tired of motherfuckers around me telling me fake it till you make it, fake it till you make it.
Correct,
you
hear
me?
Man.
That phrase
not
ain't,
true.
It's, that ain't cool. Like, if you can do it, you can do it. But my pride wouldn't let me do it.
Come on.
Like I got people that like my music that actually see me in traffic.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So at the time when I was making music and shit, bro. Like, it might be times I might jump on the city bus.
Right.
You feel me? To get from plan A to plan B. Mm-hmm. And somebody at the bus stop might be like, oh, bro, I like your music. Woo, 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 woo. Like, it was a time dude got to rapping to me. He got to rapping to me about Benzes and Bentleys. And
right.
But you getting on the bus with me.
Talk
to me, bro. Like,
facts.
You feel me? Like, like, see how that look?
Yeah,
like, I can't do that.
That
like,
math not mathing right
you
there.
Like, yeah. I started rapping about my life, like what I'm actually going through, what I'm seeing. So that way, motherfucker can't, like, when I start doing that, and then people start reaching out to me saying, like, man, I can't believe you said that. Like, man, I've been feeling like this, but I didn't know how to say it, or I didn't have the courage to say that. Like,
man, that shit. One of the favorite bars I heard exactly. Niggas be in the booth stressed because they lying. Nigga, it's hard coming up with lies. Nigga, like, we rap about our life. Nigga,
for sure.
Like, you feel me? And like, as you see, you get that energy brought back to you, that love, because you putting yourself in those bars, and that shit is genuine love coming back. So that's
I'm still a regular person.
Like, at the end of the day,
I'm not no superstar. I ain't made it yet. Like, right. It might look like it, but
But once we get it, we gonna talk about it. You feel me? Most definitely. But that shit is real.
To piggyback off what he's saying, like, we all, like, how he rapped about his life. Everybody rapped about our life. The hardest part as being a rapper, doing that, rapping about your life, is being vulnerable. Like, feel me? Like, you gotta make yourself vulnerable, and then you don't want to make family members or whoever you talking about in that situation mad at you.
Yeah.
Like, feel me?
I had motherfuckers mad.
Like, hey, I'm about to say, it's a bar. You like, said that. That nigga said, what did you say? He said, I treat my sister like my daughter because her daddy a bum.
For sure.
And that shit hit me because I know, like, niggas in that, you feel
you
me?
See what I'm
just
saying?
Like, damn, that shit real because niggas,
for sure.
Cause, like I said, the sure. parents don't be here in real shit where niggas, your siblings got to be your parent. You feel me? Mama. Like, we're exposed to that. And like I said, that shit hit me. That's what I'm like, ooh. You feel me? So that shit real.
Every one of us right here on the couch, we live together. Like, feel me? One room, all of us, like, feel me? And probably
it.
More friends, like, we like 15, 10 of us, bro. Like, feel me? Like, that's why people like, oh, y'all just friends, y'all cousins. We more than family. We actually been through some shit.
Yeah.
My time seeing, first time seeing Roaches with this man right here. Walking down the street. Like, feel me?
Come on.
Eating loaves of bread with this man right here. Sleeping on the floor with this man right
Talk
here.
Talk about it,
like,
man.
Like, really? It's bigger than rap, bro.
Come on. Trying to go from sleeping on pallets to a penthouse, man. That's the goal at the end of the day.
Bigger
than rap. That shit is real, and I could tell just by the way y'all move, the way y'all carry yourself, the way y'all show love to each other, exactly. Blood couldn't make y'all closer, so
sure.
It's good to see that portrayed through the music, and now other motherfuckers could relate to it and see that, because now you're an inspiration, you're an influence just to somebody else. So tell me about one of those times where y'all were trying to get this music shit started, and what was one of them hardships, just one of them challenging moments? Maybe it might have been shit getting equipment, shit even getting motherfuckers to listen, to take a CD. Anybody, and y'all can all come up with a different moment. I seem like,
man.
Who got it? Come on. You got the mic and say it too.
Hey, bro.
Go ahead.
I'm going to let you say it first.
Nigga, hold on. We had it on site. We was on the run, right?
Yeah.
We was on the run. What happened with them next? What, two videos? Three videos?
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
He talking about, we had on site. We was on a run. On the road, but the cameraman we had at the hottest time, see what people don't know, we don't share these stories, is we shot black hoodies. We were supposed to shoot, I believe it's Wild Night, that song that night?
Yeah.
And we shot black hoodies and all that, but we didn't get our video back. Like, the cameraman was catting. This happened at least four times.
Yeah.
So that's what, like, killed our buzz. Like,
y'all couldn't be consistent because they was fucking with y'all.
We had videos, Go Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a video to all of that. To Mac Dre, to Go Girl. Songs that people think we didn't have video to, we had it to it. Like, even when we just went to Houston.
Dang, I was going to say that shit still happened.
Shit still happened. It happened day to day. Like, and we came from the streets, so it's hard not to be like, nigga, you know,
like, respect me, nigga. Yeah. make a motherfucker respect you.
So you start pressing some of these cameramen.
But if a nigga slap a nigga, they gonna be like, oh, he tripping, he doing this. Nah, you playing with my money, and then you playing with me as a man.
Exactly.
Like,
don't play exactly. If we own business, let's keep it business. We could do that. Right. If not, if we gotta put it in writing, let's do it. Little shit like that. But exactly, don't play with me personally. You feel me? That doesn't have good, side effects.
It's somebody right now, an R.P. Birdie, that still owe me a Birdie video right now. And Birdie been passed away for a year or something, bro. Like, feel me? Like,
that
give me
crazy,
that. I need that video, bro. I'm not trying to expose you, my boy.
Yeah.
But I need that video. The memories you can't get back, bro.
Facts.
For sure.
That's real, especially, like, in that situation, for
like,
sure.
Feel me?
And that's nothing you want to play with, and that's a aspect of the business not a lot of people talk about. There's artists and videographers, artists and producers. Like, I know how that shit could be a pain in the ass just trying to get a beat off a motherfucker or get the right beat or
I'm going to let him talk about a situation when we bought a beat. And what happened, bro?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so with this beat shit. Ooh, okay. Bought a beat, right?
Twice. From two different people.
All right. Which one you want to talk? All right, so.
Go ahead. We got time. Go ahead.
All right, so look. The first one. You feel me? We bought the beat. You feel me? Made a little banger to it. It's on RCNs. You feel me? On the tape. It's on SoundCloud.
Gotcha.
Blam. What's the little pit bull face dude that be with Busta Rhymes?
I know what you're talking about.
Little light skin.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know his name. I know exactly. Yeah, right.
Dude, don't shout out to Blood. You feel me?
Yeah.
But he don't rap, right? He went never heard no verse from Blood, right?
Very true.
What you need the beat for? You feel me?
Yeah.
Blood giving the beat. Blood on Instagram playing the beat. Whole little shit. So now we know Blood got
talking about Busta Rhymes want the beat.
This after we already done put the song out. So that was a faulty move on the
producer. Yeah, for sure.
You feel me?
If I say, because I didn't know you could sell and lease beats. Yeah, I didn't know that's a different thing. So like motherfuckers will lease you the beat, but actually sell the rights to it to another motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll lease it to you so you can use it, whoop-de-whoop. So we won't sue you for using it.
And a label too.
But nigga, I might sell this to exactly Busta or Ye or somebody, so when they drop it, just know that's your ass.
Yeah.
How you get away with that if somebody buy a beat from somebody and they make the beat and they go sell it, just go put a sound in it. It's yours now. You there owe 25 to 50% of that motherfucker.
Talk about it. Come on.
And then the other producer.
Yeah.
We had a banger. You hear me?
He lied too though. He lied.
It's a shame when this how you know it's fucked up when the homies already start laughing. He ain't even started the story. That's how you know it's cold.
We watched Blood make this beat in front of us. You feel me? As he making this beat, we sitting there coming up with the hook of the song in the whole process.
Yeah.
So while we doing it, he's like, oh yeah, keep saying that. Keep saying that. He making the beat. Boom. We recorded. Banger made.
Boom.
You feel me? All of a sudden, his little beat partner or business partner at the time or whatever you want to call it, you feel me? He put out a song. It's our beat. All he did was
peek it.
Tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
You feel me? Then he got talking about, he already had that beat for it, Matt, because I made that's a beat I already made and woo-doo. There ain't no beat you already made. You made it right in front of us. I just watched you do
that. That was our custom made. Yeah. Our custom made beat.
You just didn't think we was gonna catch that because you tweaked it a little
right.
bit. You feel me? But
that's the nature of the game.
I'm gonna start making my own beats again. That's what people don't know. Yeah. Like, we used to make our own beats.
Yes, do it, man.
I start doing it again and cut y'all out.
You feel me? I'm telling you, yeah. Because seeing this game, motherfuckers do be kind of iffy, skeptical with it, especially if you got a name or got some backing or traction behind you. Of course, they're gonna try to, you know, put it in there because they think they eating off that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely sketchy with all these
producers.
It's a clout
wave. Like, for me, they not fucking with you unless it's just like you got that name, you got that clout.
Always.
Cameramans too though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cameramans for real.
Dick suckers.
For real.
A lot of engineers not like that though. But
right. Yeah, shout out my boy DJ Vince.
Shout out Ant from the Grill. Shout out Grill Studios. And Viper. Yep. They really help perfect our sound.
Yeah,
and then we mix and master too ourselves before it go to them. Like
nice.
So people don't know that.
Yeah. Just to ensure it, man. Just make sure you're getting that quality product out there. But now let's switch gears. From a kind of one of them hard times, what was a feel-good moment where something clicked, where there was that first video or was that first song doing extra numbers or over exceeding expectations? What was that? Or you got to, you know, link up with somebody, you got that feature you wanted, you got to link up with that one artist you wanted. Just anybody have one of them feel-good moments where you was like, oh shit, we here. Like, we doing this, bro. We here. What was one of them?
Man,
I ain't gonna lie. When I felt like, bro, when we was in Atlanta, shit, we left Street Execs.
Oh, yeah, we went to Street Execs Studios, yep.
Hell yeah.
I was a different vibe.
Yeah, so, yeah.
We got the billboard, yeah, I feel like that was big.
Come on.
Billboard was big.
For sure.
That was
we was on the radio off the muscle. That was big, too. We hit the radio.
I feel like me personally, like everything we did is like that big.
Yeah, I mean, it's a milestone.
Just because we really did it by ourselves. Yeah. Like, A lot of people say we.
You do because I lose sleep at night, man. Shit, man. I ain't gonna lie. If we do something big, I would be like, man, that ain't good enough. I'm gonna call a nigga mad.
That's just a little accomplishment. You feel me? That's the motivation. You feel me? Is everything? Like, everything we done did that did good is my motivation. Is because
That's how you know you're doing the right thing when you get that feeling, like when it's not just about the views or the money or the fame or the accolades. It's just the process, that feeling you get from accomplishing it yourself.
Yeah.
That's what let me know, like doing this podcast shit. Like, I got a feeling. I remember I recorded my first couple episodes with a guest. I was like, bruh, I feel like I can't wait till this bitch drop. I don't care who watch it. I don't give a fuck. Sure. Like, that shit was dope.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about none of that. I did it.
I did that shit. So, yeah, the milestones are major. And keep adding them up, because we've seen them from, like you said, hearing from exactly sit downs with Mac Dre, Mama, to motherfucking Billboard songs on the charts. Like, come on now.
Man, that was a blessing. Like, this shit is real. That whole everything. Dre Day 2000, what was that, 2017?
Yeah.
Like, at the Regency Ballroom. That was the biggest show still to me to this day that we ever had.
That ain't no little nothing. Lit. That shit dope, man. So,
that song that the producer did, the Lil Whoop, had that bitch rocking with that song. That's like,
not lying.
After we did that show, that's when all that extra beat shit came out. Like, try to ride the wave, you feel me?
Being funny. Oh,
but that show, we was in Reno, and bro, I was so embarrassed. Some fan came up talking about, hey, what's up with you gangsters or mob members or some shit in the casino. I'm like, what the fuck is this? But came up yelling and shit. But he's like, I know y'all from that Mac Dre show. I'm like, oh, that's dope. But we gotta get away from this nigga. He embarrassing.
Oh my goodness. Oh man. Let's wrap it up. This wonderful episode 50. Let me know. Let the people know what's next. What can we expect from KNO, from the mob, whether it be as a collective or individually, music wise, shit, clothing wise, just branding wise. What can we expect?
Single. We trying to get back on the radio. A single. The radio single.
Yes, sir.
You feel me? We got hella songs. I ain't gonna lie to you. Hella songs, but we trying to. He gonna come out. Everybody gonna come out their different ways, and then group gonna come out too. But for me, it's about timing.
Timing.
We got songs probably from 2016, 2017. Like, but it wasn't that time. It might be this time this year. So to put that out. Hey, song shit. Never die.
I about to say, if that shit timeless, you could drop that shit whenever. That's all that matter. If it's good, if it's timeless, man, you could. I'm still rapping shit from 06. You feel me? It's all love.
We got some Mo hoodies coming out, different shows. We finna start our Twitch and all that shit.
Come on, yeah. Come on, take this time, plug yourselves. Where can they follow y'all? Instagram, Twitter. Come on, this is our chance. Yeah, put your
cell phone. I ain't gonna lie, I don't be on this shit, but you feel me? As an artist, I know
I gotta find them.
As an artist, I know I gotta have this social media platform. So
even though I know y'all got the mob page, KNO mob page.
At KNO mob, KNOMOB. Yep, that's the Instagram, Twitter.
That's the main one.
That's everything.
You gonna find features, anything. Features. You feel me?
Exactly. Shit.
Pop out. Fire,
come on.
Videos for me. Even merchandise. You want merchandise too?
Nigga, I remember y'all did crying birthday, nigga. That shit was so funny. 18th birthday, nigga. I forgot about that. We was like, we be looking back like, nigga, we really had KNO. We even perform at a nigga birthday. Like, what?
Man,
that shit
had them was the glory days.
Yeah, man, that shit was house parties.
We used to have every party rocking.
Man, talk about it.
If you didn't have us on your lineup, you was crazy.
Come on. Hey, 2022, we bringing it back live, direct, and full effect. We gonna have a session here. If y'all want to come perform on the podcast, y'all already know it's all love. We here for the beat. We here for the city to just put on and show some love. So thank everybody for watching, tuning in. Once again, hit that subscribe button. Tell your TT, because I know she want to come see me. But other than that, shout out to KNO Mob. Appreciate y'all. I'm pretty sure we about to go roll up, get ready for this Super Bowl. But thank y'all again for pulling up. We'll do this again for sure. Very soon.
Thank you for having
us. Most definitely. Y'all know it's all love. Thank y'all for watching. We'll see y'all next week.
That part.
Let's go. And that's it. That's all. That's a wrap.
I'd never be satisfied with shit. I'd be up like 5.